Congress has been wrestling with whether to drill in Anwar for 30 years. That time has been full of tricky legislative maneuvers and passionate lobbying. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports on the issue's many twists and turns.
In the early 1960s, a young geologist for British Petroleum named Roger Herrera spent several summers tromping around northern Alaska. His explorations included the coastal plain of what's now called the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Somewhere in some archive of my field notebooks describing all the geological rock sections and so on and so forth, which of course indicated very clearly even then that the potential for large accumulations of oil were there.
A decade later, that potential created the first of many stalemates on Capitol Hill. Congress was considering an Alaska lands bill, deciding which parts of the state should be set aside as parks and wilderness and which should be developed.
So the debate started way back in 1977. I think that was the first time I came to Congress and testified on that issue.
At that time, Stan Senner was a young environmentalist from Fairbanks. He flew to Washington to lobby for protection of the coastal plain in northeastern Alaska.
We knew right from the outset that it was going to be a big fight.
He remembers that the environmentalist members of Congress were determined to stall the bill until it protected the coastal plain. They succeeded in the House but not in the Senate. Then President Jimmy Carter, who supported preservation, lost his reelection bid to Ronald Reagan. And environmentalists like Stan Senner were worried.
There was this enormous pressure to settle for whatever we had to settle for to get the larger Alaska Lands Act taken care of.
What they settled for was limbo for the coastal plain. Congress asked the Interior Department to research the possibility of oil development, and it reserved for itself the power to decide whether to open it to drilling in the future. Several years later, the Interior Department reported that the coastal plain of the Arctic Refuge represented the country's best chance to boost domestic oil production. But it cautioned that drilling could harm wildlife, especially the caribou herds that use the area as a calving ground. That report sparked the first in a series of efforts to open the refuge. In March 1989, a Senate committee approved leasing in the coastal plain.
And then less than 10 days later, the Exxon Valdez oil spill happened. And whatever momentum there was behind that Arctic drilling provision in the Senate, the air simply got let out of the balloon almost immediately after the Exxon Valdez hit the rocks.
This was a worst-case scenario which had come to fruition.
Herrera, the industry geologist, also remembers that as a pivotal day.
Clearly, people were going to pause rather than continue with their somewhat reluctant but nevertheless positive support for opening up Anwar. That's how it was proceeding at that time, but it came to a crashing end.
But not for long. A few years later, Iraq invaded Kuwait and set fire to oil fields. Senator recalls how the junior senator from Alaska seized the moment.
Then Senator Frank Murkowski offered an amendment at midnight to the Defense Appropriations Bill, and that amendment also would have allowed opening of the Arctic Refuge. And the Senate adopted that amendment on a voice vote.
Pressure from both parties killed the provision before it reached the president. But Murkowski and other oil industry supporters in Congress kept trying. During the whole time, Oliver Levitt was lobbying in support of drilling on behalf of a corporation of native Alaskans.
We couldn't get it passed in the Senate for a long, long time because of the threat of filibuster, where you need 60 votes to break the filibuster.
When Republicans took charge of both the House and Senate in the mid-1990s, they put the measure in a budget package, which can't be filibustered.
Well, we thought we had it passed back in 95, and it went both through the House and the Senate, and of course, President Clinton vetoed it.
A new president removed that obstacle. President Bush supports drilling, and the measure is again part of a budget process that can't be filibustered. Herrera says, with energy prices up, this is the best chance yet for success.
This country is great because of its use of energy, and domestic energy is much more valuable to us economically in all regards than imported energy.
Senner, the environmentalist, agrees these are perilous times for his side. But he can't imagine Congress would give up the last pristine slice of Arctic wilderness in America.
We have the chance in my lifetime of seeing the infrastructure of the oil industry spanning the entire Arctic coast, onshore and offshore, and that would be a tragedy.
Neither man believes the long battle is over. and they suspect more surprises are on the way. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
You can see a map and pictures of the refuge at our website, npr.org.